It's the Midweek Roundup.
Wednesday's Roundup brought to you by Richland Hospital, Cardinal Glass AG, Badgerland Flooring, and by Julie Karen State Farm. Today, it's Hanko or Facto. Hank's got the questions. And Phil, he's got the final say on whether it's fact or something cooked up over a cup of bad coffee. Confidence?
Absolutely.
Accuracy?
That's where things get adventurous.
Play along and see if you can outguess Phil, because the truth is out there and Phil is doing his best to find it. Wednesday's Roundup, where Factos, Hankos, and Phil
all collide.
It's time for the Roundup.
That's not Hank Bray. Hey, it's Brandon Ewing. How are you doing, Brandon?
I'm awesome. How are you?
Oh, good to see you.
Yeah, it's nice. I mean, it's kind of slow time for sports, so.
Yes, it is.
What'd you do last night?
I'm trying to think what I did last night. Oh, I was here doing some work, you know, so.
Work never stops.
Well, it's my hobby job, is my wife.
Yeah. Man, it's hot. What do you think of seriously, are you pro heat or anti-heat?
You know, I honestly do not mind it.
Yeah, I'm the same boat.
I don't like the cold.
Yeah. Yeah, I honestly don't mind the cold through the holidays. But, you know, once it starts to get above 50, you know, I'm over it. Like,
oh,
just,
yeah.
You know, spring come.
Me too.
But with the heat, I'm okay sweating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you do too.
Yes, I do. Well, like last night, okay, so single bachelor, you know, my wife had the kids in Madison for dance all day. And so she wasn't going to get home till late. So I get home a little late from work and it's like, okay, what do I do? Let's go to a youth baseball game.
Oh.
So I went down and watched our sixth grade boys play Fenimore. And honestly, they played awesome. That's a team that's kind of putting it together at the right time. They won their second game in the tournament, 10-3 versus Fenimore.
Oh, good for them.
Yeah. And they play Thursday again to, yeah, essentially go on to, I think, the championship, but don't hold me to that. But yeah, it was fun to watch those guys play.
Good. And then you played some championship ball, didn't you?
Yeah, I was just, okay, sitting at that sixth grade game, I was just dripping, okay? And in typical Brandon fashion, I'm wearing long sleeve shirt.
Oh,
and, yeah.
Good choice.
I don't mind the sweat. But then you go to, you know, umping the church league softball game to then playing. So I get home and I did the Hank thing, kind of hungry, and I made like a specialty brat and was just sitting there. And I was like, man, something smells just a little off. So I went over, I checked the garbage. And it wasn't the garbage. I checked the sink. You know, it wasn't the sink. And I sat back down and I'm looking around and I'm like, oh my gosh, I think it's me. And so right when that happened, Anna got home with the kids. And so I'm doing the nice husband thing, grab, you know, one of the twins, go put them down. And Anna stopped in her tracks and goes, you smell terrible. Go shower. So, I mean, that was my evening. That was my evening. So
been there, done that.
Yeah, I'm sure you have.
Oh, boy.
So I have actually a really good Hank question here this morning.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. Have you ever had a crush on a teacher?
I don't think so.
Really?
Well, you got to understand, when I was growing up, all of the teachers were probably in their 50s. You know?
So?
Well, I know now that doesn't seem that old. But, you know, and even as a high school student, I remember we had a couple of younger women teachers, but they still seemed really old, and they were only probably about 24, you know, and I'm thinking, you know, this old lady.
Yeah, I always say pretty is pretty.
Yeah.
I have told her this many a times.
Uh-oh.
But I had the biggest crush on Felicia Teska growing up.
Oh, true confessions.
Oh, absolutely. And she knows this, so.
Oh, okay.
Rob Renish is a lucky man.
You're making it public. Oh, yes.
Oh, man.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And honestly, a great hot dog, National Hot Dog Day.
National Hot Dog Day, absolutely.
So that generates some questions. Do you love hot dogs?
I like them. I don't like them when they're like the Frankfurters.
Yeah,
like
for sure.
Tied together.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't like those kinds.
So you like your Oscar Mayer?
Yeah, absolutely.
So how do you take your hot dogs? What do you do?
Well, I like to put a little onion on there, yeah. A little ketchup and mustard, and there you go. you know?
I got two ways, okay? I agree. It's either, I love white onion Ooh. And ketchup,
yes.
or dill relish and mustard.
Oh.
One of those two ways. And right now I'm all dill relish and mustard. Like that's how I take mine.
Sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
The other way I like them is I like to burn them on a stick over a fire.
Oh yeah.
You're not even hungry.
No.
But you burn it. You know, you're like, oh, that's so good.
So do you put them on a bun then?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Throw it on a bun.
I'm pro bun all the way.
Yep. Me too. But what makes me sick is the Nathan's hot dog contest on the 4th. How could you dip it in water? And
do you remember when Richland Center, during, I think it was Thunderfest, I don't know what year, but they had a hot dog eating contest.
I don't remember that.
Okay, so I was coaching basketball at the time, and we were doing the dunk tank at that event. And over the intercom, I hear, Brandon Ewing, come to the front. So I go to the front, and they're like, it was Sheila Troxel, bless her heart. She goes, Brandon, will you be in the hot dog eating contest in front of everybody? So I can't really say no. So I get up there, and you know how competitive I am.
Oh, sure.
So I'm like, I'm not going to lose this thing. And it was 5 minutes, not the 10 minutes. And I'm like, okay. Well, in my mind, I'm like, I think I can probably get 10 down.
10?
10.
Now, is that bun and all?
A bun and all. Oh. So it was exactly like Nathan's. So I'm trying to figure out what's the best way to do this in 5 minutes. And so I started going down. I think I had like five or six down relatively quickly. And I was like, this is bad. This is really bad. So at this point, I just kind of slowed down and I started watching everybody else because I wasn't going to lose. I was going to stay one ahead of the next closest person. So I just remember, gotta go. And I think I got down 8. And I won it.
My goodness.
Yeah. But I could have probably had another 3 or 4, but it was, I did not feel good. And yeah, let's just say I spent, you know, a little bit of time in the bathroom after that. So.
Oh, boy. How could that be fun? I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. So a couple other ones.
Hank Ray's.
You might be a redneck if your marriage vows included till death do us part.
Oh, yes. It fits.
Yeah.
Yeah, it fits all of us.
Well, speaking of hot dog day, though, you know, I saw, and actually we play with the Karen's folks for our Church League softball team. They're having a pretty cool event down at the shop today.
Oh, they are?
Yeah. So in celebration of National Hot Dog Day, they're serving hot dogs. All they ask is that, you know, bring a non-perishable food to donate to the food pantry. And yeah, you get a good lunch. So
good deal.
You know, I know.
Are you going to have 8?
Oh, I, you know, I told Ryan last night because Ryan's going to be grilling. And I've spent a lot of time grilling with Ryan over the years. Yeah, I'm probably going to get 4. We'll see.
Okay.
But yeah, you got Ryan grilling, you got Julie and team serving and
selling,
taking in donations. Uh-huh. So going to be a pretty cool event.
Awesome. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. So, in fact or Hanko.
Okay.
Okay. I've got 2.
All right.
Okay. So the first, the Kaz Celebration, Boaz Fun Days. Okay. The Kaz Celebration is older. Fact or Hanko?
Yes. The Kaz, yes, it is.
You are correct. Because it's the 75th year, I think, right?
I think it is.
And
yeah, because I was at the very first Boaz Fun Days.
Were you doing announcing?
Oh, no. I was a weenie. It was in Colloy's shed before they had a park in Boaz.
Really?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
So I knew that. So that would be probably 51, 52 years, somewhere in that area.
Okay. All right. Well, so, and then, okay. So the second one, Boaz Fun Days was started by the Ewers family as a way to boost the local Boaz economy.
That could be true.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I just randomly put it together because I was hoping you would be able to tell me the history of Boaz Fun Days.
I don't think that's a Boaz name. I don't know.
I don't know. But
then again, it's funny. It's a small town, and people will be like, yeah, and, you know, I grew up in the Boaz area. Like, what? It's a small town, it seems like, but a lot of people did. My mother did.
Yeah, and you know what? Over the years, I've spent a lot of time boosting that local economy.
I know you have. So. I think they're going to put up some sort of plaque for you this year.
I don't know. No. Well, I do think this might be my last year.
Your last year, Boaz Fun Day softball.
You know, and typical, I'm going to be like a wrestler, right? I'm going to take my cleats off at the end of, hopefully Sunday when we play, I'm going to go put them on the pitcher's mound and I'm going to walk away slowly.
Really?
Yeah.
And the crowd's going to
I don't know. They're going to boo. You know, they'll probably be hanging out at the concessions. So,
oh, boy. Well, I wish you well.
Well, thank you.
Did your team win last night, by the way?
Last night?
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I say that very confidently. Yes. Yes, we won.
Okay.
We played pretty well. And, you know, I like our group. You know, we've got, you know, some of the youth. We've got some of us old heads. And, yeah, we it's a really good team. We have a lot of fun playing.
Did you get your priest on the team this year?
No? Yeah.
Oh, you did.
Father Kuhn is our ringer.
I was going to say.
No, it's fun. It really is fun. It's a good group.
Yeah, awesome. And you play right field?
First, actually, I can't move as well as I used to, so I transitioned to first base.
First base.
Yeah.
Okay.
And same with Boaz.
Oh.
I switch off between first or catcher, so that tells you where I rank on that team. So
yeah, you can hide somebody's talent at catcher, you know. Yeah. What else do you know?
Okay. Fact or?
Hanko.
The U.S. Capitol contains an empty tomb originally built to hold the remains of George Washington.
I don't know. Because I think that was built after George Washington, but I'm going to say it's not true.
Fact.
Is it really?
We cannot tell a lie. Washington was buried, according to the former president's will, in a brick vault in his estate in Mount Vernon,
Virginia. Oh, in his estate. I thought you said in the White House. Maybe I misunderstood.
I could have. I probably read it wrong.
I don't know. empty tomb. The U.S. It does say the U.S. Capitol contains an empty tomb.
So I wasn't wrong.
No, you weren't.
No.
So this is kind of, the whole thing is kind of Hanko.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, welcome to our lives.
Oh, well.
Well, thank you, my friend.
Yeah, always good to see you.
It's
Thanks
always, yeah, you know, I got to listen a little bit yesterday, so, yeah, good old Gary.
Gary Goodconnect.
That guy.
That quiz was tough, too.
He's all. It's Gary.
He's still trying to make me pay for the first day of school in 1975, so.
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
He's never let me live it down.
Yeah.
We're gonna bring it into trial sometime. But the whole mud and leaves in this kid's helmet that I got blamed for. And I was just standing there laughing.
Yeah. Well, I would too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you know,
you and I are kind of built similarly.
I didn't
so.
Do it. I may have been saying, "Do it." Yeah. Oh well, good to see you, my friend.
Nice to see you too.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
You bet, Brandon Newing. Always a pleasure, and we'll see if old Hank comes back. We've got in our lost and found. If you see Hank, give us a call here at WRCO.